umaasa ang paggamutan sa Sydney na maisaayos ang isyu ng diwastong paggamit ng gamot sa pamamagitan ng pagbigay sa pasyente ng may nakasulat na payo sa ilang wika. Ang Western Sydney ang isa sa mga komunidad na binubuo ng iba't ibang kultura sa Australia. At ang tinatawag na Safe Medicine Fact Sheet ang magbibigay ng payo sa mga pasyente at suporta sa kanilang tinubuang wika. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Ildiko Dauda na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Inilunsad ng Western Sydney Local Health District Translation Services o WSLHD ang iba't ibang mga fact sheets na magbibigay ng impormasyon ukol sa paggamit ng mga gamot na may malaking panganib, pagdiwasto ang paggamit o high-risk medications. Ang mga nasabing fact sheet ay nasa iba't ibang wika tulad ng Arabic, Mandarin, Cantonese, Turkish, Korean, Vietnamese at Persian. Ayon sa WSLHD Translation Services Manager Eva Melham, higit sa 10% ng populasyon sa lugar ay nagsasalita ng ibang wika maliban sa Ingles.
Having access to this printed information in the language does assist them to reinforce verbal messages, understanding of treatment plan, compliance with instructions, post-operative instructions, and so on. The benefit is eventually not only for the individual, but to the whole system. It reduces risk of adverse events, reduces risk of admission into hospitals due to errors with taking medications. The statistics are such that about 140,000 and admissions in hospitals in Australia are due to mismanaging drugs.
Ang Medication Safety Multicultural Project ay sinimula ng Auburn Hospital sa kanlurang Arabal ng Sydney noong Enero taong 2015. Sinabi ng Director of Medical Services sa Auburn Hospital, Dr. Sharon Miskell, may malaking puwang sa mahalagang impormasyon ng mga tinatawag na high-risk na gamot sa mga multicultural na komunidad.
When you're only communicating to people in English, whether it's verbally or written, you're not giving people the information that they need to be able to manage their health. We're not helping them build their health capacity and their health literacy. So I was really quite shocked, actually, that we weren't able to access that information and nor that it was available.
Ani Dr. Miskell, ang pangkaraniwang kaalaman ng Australiano ukol sa usapin ng kalusugay, maaaring maihambing sa isang year 6 na mag-aaral.
So we're talking a really low level of health literacy. We've tried to source information about the health literacy of multicultural populations. There's no available data on that. I would estimate that we're talking sort of year 3, year 4, year 3, varyingly around that.
Sakop ng fact sheets ang wastong gamit ng ilang mga gamot tulad ng insulin, warfarin blood thinner at ang penicillin na tinatawag na amoxicillin. Ang gabay na ito ay maaaring makuha ng lahat ng pasyente, staff at bisita sa mga paggamutan at sa mas malawak na komunidad sa pamamagitan ng internet. Ayon kay Dr. Miskell, responsibilidad ng serbisyong pangkalusugan o healthcare provider na mapabuti ang antas ng paghatid ng serbisyong pangkalusugan at mabigyan ng kapasidad ang multicultural na komunidad na mapangalagaan ng wasto ang kanilang kalusugan.
If patients are to understand their illness, to actually understand the medication they're taking for their illness, any lifestyle changes they need to make in terms of self-managing their illness, having health literacy is just critical to being able to access that information. I think our responsibility as healthcare providers, allied health, pharmacists, nursing staff, medical staff, that we try to build that health literacy for people and build their health capacity so that they can, to as much as is possible, health manage in the community and not have to be coming into the hospital unnecessarily for admission.
Kasama ng Ministro para Multiculturalismo, John Ajaka, ang mga kawanit pasyente sa Auburn Hospital para sa nasabing paglunsad ng proyekto. Anyang Western Sydney ay isang magandang halimbawa at kumakatawan sa multikultural na state ng New South Wales.
In here in New South Wales, almost 50% of our population were either born overseas or have one parent who was born overseas. And we come from over 225 different nations. And yes, we are in different health districts, but Auburn is a perfect example. This health district is a perfect example of almost over 60% of the residents speak another language other than English.
Kinikilala din ng ministro ang naging pagkilos at gawain ng Western Sydney Local Health District at ang kahalagahan ng gabay tulad nito, ang multilingual medicine resources. Sinabi niyang mahalagang maiugnay at ang aktibong pakipag-ugnayan sa pagitan ng komunidad at natatanging serbisyong kanilang kailangan.
Coming from an ethnic background myself, from a Lebanese background, I know firsthand how important it is that information relating to health, relating to medicine, relating to the use of medicine is so vital for our community. And to be able to now have it translated in seven different languages, seven common languages, to me is exactly what we need to be doing and continue to be doing. So I'm very, very proud of Auburn Hospital. I'm very proud of this health district for taking the initiative and incredible hard work for over 12 months, as we've heard, and be able to release this information.
Kabilang sa nasabing proyektong Medication Safety Multicultural Project ay ang direktor ng pharmacy sa Auburn Hospital, Wei Jen Lee. Ayon sa kanya, ang pagbigay ng impormasyon sa iba't ibang wika ay mahalaga upang maiwasan ang mga di kanais-nais na kaganapan.
It is very important not to share medications even with others because there could be a side effect involved. So when a doctor prescribes a medication to you, they understand your whole medical history. They know what you're allergic to, for example. So it's very important that you don't share the medication, because that medication, which is good for your friend or your relative, could be very detrimental to you.
Sinabi ng Director for Medical Services sa Auburn Hospital, Dr. Sharon Misko, sa darating na mga panahon, maaari ring mabasa ang nasabing health fact sheet sa iba pang mga wika.
In the course of our doing this, there's been a change where now Nepalese and Indian are a major language group for us now coming into the hospital. So there are two areas that we're now going to be focusing on, translating material into Nepalese and Indian. That's going to be really valuable for us, having those extra language groups. We've got 225 language groups in our catchment population here in Auburn. It is, as you know, the largest multicultural demographic of Sydney. What we decided to do was focus on our top seven language groups in the first instance and then progressively move towards other languages.
Upang ma-access sa New South Wales at sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo ang fact sheets, magtungo sa Multicultural Health Communication Service webpage www.mhcs.health.newsouthwales.gov.au.